Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And I miss him, but he was in the room with somebody that tested positive.
All right, so that's the president talking about his VP, no contact, and that, of course, is because of his aide testing positive for COVID-19, and that's where we're at, maintaining social distance for the immediate future, the VP and the Prez, as so many of us are also doing in our lives, especially if someone close to us has tested positive for the virus. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. As always, at the very top of this show, I will tell you the numbers that we have for those who have survived, those souls we have lost, and the confirmed cases in the U.S. So confirmed cases, 1.42 million, recovered 244,000, and dead of COVID-19, 84,763. Worldwide deaths almost at 300,000, recovered 1.55 million. Confirmed cases 4.34 million at this point. So questions and opinions circle around the globe and here within our borders about timelines. When are we open? When are we back on track? Most states are opening toward reopening from the pandemic closures, but we keep hearing about the Grim Reaper effect and how dangerous is it if we reopen too soon. But 48 states partially reopened on Sunday or by Sunday in the middle of the pandemic. That's infected the amount of people, I said, and also taken the lives of more than 84,000. But nationally, cases and deaths have been slowing. I mean, that's the trend over the past couple of weeks. In fact, John Hopkins, reliable, just flat-out numbers, not politically speaking, Democrat, Republican, Independent, doesn't matter. Just they're pumping out the facts. Compared the average new cases in the past week to the previous week, and it shows that 9 states have seen increases, 22 have seen decreases, and 19 have just pretty much stayed steady for what it's worth. And then, you know, you look at the hotspot areas, and still in the Northeast, because so many have died. I think there is more fear. I mean, New York City. Are you ready to go catch a musical and go grab some grub somewhere? And of course, the answer is it's not open anyway at this point. And the same with Los Angeles, by the way. The mayor of Los Angeles is skittish about reopening because he's seen people on the beaches and because they're seeing cases they weren't seeing before. So L.A. County, at least, stay-at-home orders to July, at least. No end date for stay-at-home rules. And why is that? I think some of it is exactly what I said. Because of beaches, because of the summertime, because of people definitely not social distancing, and they saw that. And they were just getting ready to ease restrictions. Reopening thousands of retail shops, manufacturing companies. And, of course, one of the things that's being said is bring your mask when you leave your house. Eric Garcetti, the mayor, bring your mask, bring your face coverings. That'll get us more freedoms. And they did have some openings. So bookstores, curbside pickup after they were closed, but the public can't enter the stores, but they can pick them up at the door. Shops that are inside malls, closed. But you know, there's that trend for the open air malls, and that is where you can go pick things up. But you know what's so strange? So you have those orders. And then you have rec facilities, golf courses, tennis, pickleball courts, shooting and archery ranges, equestrian centers, and community gardens that were told they could reopen. And I don't know about you, but how many tennis balls could you go through where you're not all touching the ball? Your opponents, of course you are. And same thing with a pickleball and the kind of ball that they play that game with. And golf courses, just saying, right? But much different than people crammed together on a beach and really lacking the wherewithal in some cases to think about what's happening and what they're doing, and instead leaving people who are probably the most vulnerable in the worst situations. I mean, the worst situations. Sometimes you get lucky. One of the luckiest guys from Boston that I had the opportunity to meet for 2 seconds, well, maybe it was 2 minutes, was at an All-Star game a long time ago in his hometown of Boston. Matt Damon is pulling in some headlines. And the reason why is because he did reveal that his daughter tested positive for COVID-19 in New York City while he and the rest of his family spent the lockdown in Ireland. He was talking on an Irish radio station, and he revealed that they had spent the last 2 months with the younger kids in a coastline area outside of Dublin. But the oldest daughter and her college roommate got the virus, but they recovered. And so, not a bad place to be. And it made me sad because I thought, wow, I was supposed to go to Ireland at the end of May. And, you know, we've taken the show there twice before with family, but that trip got canceled because of what's happening. But see, there you go. Daughter in college gets it. They're safer where they are, or feel safer anyway, because lockdown restrictions in Ireland have required people to stay within 2 kilometers of their homes. But Matt Damon says it's not a problem for his family, as they've got woods, forests, and the ocean all in range. Oh, a rough life, no doubt, right? Imagine that. Imagine living in an area like they're living. But it was because he was filming something, and so they ended up being stuck there and finding themselves in one of the best spots. Because Ireland and COVID-19, much different than what we're seeing in some other places around the world. When I announced the amount of cases, the amount of deaths, and they do have cases. And they do have deaths. They had over 1,400 deaths so far reported. About 20,000 people who have recovered. You compare that to other numbers. But Ireland is an island, and so less population and all of that. Hang with us. We're talking about more numbers coming up next on my version of We Can Count.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American, 1 German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Talking about them. How about the Hollywood Bowl? They canceled the entire season. Yeah, they're looking around. They know L.A. is shut down. It is a beautiful amphitheater, but not a place where you want to be when you have the doubts about your safety. So they know they can't protect the artists and the audiences and the staff from the spread of COVID-19. So they're saying, why not call it? The seating capacity there, 17,000. And they hold a lot of concerts, 110 concerts every summer. 110. It's a lot. It's one of the largest outdoor amphitheaters in the world. Closed for 12 days in 1951. 12 days. Never have they shut down for an entire season in its 98-year history. Welcome to the club. People are having those horrible firsts all over the place. They're looking ahead, though, and taking some positive spin on it. 2021. It's a centennial celebration, they say, for the venues. They're excited about it, and that's where the focus is shifting to, because they have to say adios to this season and to all the concerts they had hoped that they were going to bring to people. Imagine making it to 113 years old. Imagine. Spain. That was thought to be the country that had the oldest person, the oldest woman. There is video footage, and I saw it, of Maria Brañas. She was born in 1907. Think about that. Super centenarian. And this woman lives in Catalonia. She says she had a mild case of COVID-19. It started after her family visited her in the beginning of March to celebrate that 113th birthday, which, by the way, she is officially the oldest person in Spain. They're not quite sure the rest of the world. For 18 years, she's been in this Santa Maria del Toro nursing home. And felt pretty safe. And then, of course, we get COVID-19. What's interesting is she was born in the United States. Her father was a journalist. And so she spent a lot of her life there. And over the course of her life, she survived two world wars, think about her age, as well as the 1918 flu pandemic, which killed more than 50 million people around the world. So she did... she did recover from COVID-19. There were two people in the same place where she is that died. Man, that is some good genes at 113. I can't even wrap my mind around being that old. Wow. Good for her. She looks pretty darn good, too. Five surfers who apparently really felt like they knew the surf, had been in it a million times, unfortunately died in the Netherlands after a huge layer of sea foam, would you think of all things sea foam, hampered the rescue operation. So they ran into difficulties, problems, when they were coming into a northern harbor in the district of The Hague in the Netherlands, and they had this, I mean, they had everyone out there trying to, the Royal Netherlands Sea Rescue Operation, everybody trying to do what they could. I mean, this sea foam, you think sea foam, and think of like whipped cream, but layer after layer after layer after layer. I mean, crazy. And they call it man-sized foam layer. It was on the sea, and it was on the beach. And then you have strong winds, high waves, so they just could not get to them. You had police, firefighters, coast guards, everybody. I mean, they threw everything at this. And it's sad, right? So two of the bodies were recovered, and then another two were recovered a day later, but there's still one of the victims that is missing. And these were, you know, these were guys that were in young, they were young, physically fit people who constantly were on that sea and felt like they really, really knew it. But this is that time where they call it the bloom, you know, the algae, the levels of the algae or the bloom are very, very high. And who realized, or I guess I didn't realize, how dangerous that could be until I saw what that looked like. And the way I describe it is just thick, like if you had laid on layers on the water with high winds and waves and all of that, and the pull of the ocean, and you had a massive amount of whipped cream where you couldn't cut through it. You couldn't see through it. That's exactly what it looked like. Do you believe in UFOs? Have you ever thought when you looked in the sky you saw a UFO? They've got a report that just came out. They call them hazard reports, and they detail encounters between the U.S. Navy aircraft and a UFO. And the details that suddenly became public, and it was because the Pentagon officially declassified and released videos of the encounters late last month. It's very strange. This unknown sort of craft is small in size, about the size of a suitcase, and it looks like silver in color. And it encountered one of the FA-18 jets that passed within a thousand feet of the object, but they could see that they had some weird visual contact with them, and it was mind-boggling. So this happened years ago. This happened, I want to say, yeah, it was 2014. So the reports were first published by a place called The Drive, and then and that's a website that covers military issues, auto news, that kind of stuff. And then, because of the Freedom of Information Act, give us the documents. And the video is very strange. It is unexplainable. It almost looks like a drone, but it moves pretty quick. It was pretty quick, you know, jolting through the sky. And they might have thought it was a drone. That it could have been a drone situation. But you know what they say about drones. I mean, the danger that drones pose, the mid-air risks, it can be obviously deadly. But what is the truth somewhere in between, right? So I'm just saying, if you ever looked up and thought, yeah, I'm not so sure what that is. I'm not sure. It's pretty tough to say. This is a sad story. With everything that we're dealing with the pandemic, etc., and now we're hearing so many people struggling with mental illness even more, it gets ratcheted up because of the stay-at-home orders and losing jobs and anything that could happen in between that could trigger something. But Beckett Cipher, who is the son or was the son of Melissa Etheridge, the singer, and her former partner died at just 21 years old. How sad. And opioid addiction, that's what he had. She put out on social media that her son struggled to overcome his addiction and finally succumbed to it. And that, you know, he would be missed by family, friends, and everyone who absolutely loved him. But couldn't do anything to save him. So her son and Etheridge had been separated for years, and Etheridge had been separated for years, so her former partner, and they both were trying in their own way to do what they could for him. But boy, that is that's tough, like I said, because automatically, where does your mind go? It's true, we think of COVID-19. And then you go another layer or two and you look and see, yeah, you see that as something else that's happened. So, sad. Opioid addiction is something we were talking a lot about before COVID-19 hit. And how bad it was in the United States, especially in some pockets, some areas. The music means that I am ushering myself off the stage, and I will meet you on the flip side.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the American economy will fight back from the coronavirus pandemic.
This economy will recover. It may take a while. It may take a period of time. It could stretch through the end of next year. We really don't know.
He spoke on CBS's 60 Minutes. As states start to reopen their economy, a national health expert is urging caution. Former CDC Director Tom Frieden said on Fox News Sunday, different states are in different places with this virus. He says, for example, with New York,
we are at the end of the beginning. In some other places of the country, it hasn't yet hit in full force.
Frieden says he understands people wanting to get out from under lockdown orders, but is warning that reopening too soon could lead to multiple waves of the virus. This is USA Radio News. The House has passed a $3 trillion coronavirus relief package. Now that states are starting to open back up, Senate Republicans want to hold off on putting together the next relief package, at least for a couple of weeks, until they can see how things are going and where the greatest needs are. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is criticizing them, saying there's no time to waste.
They may think it's okay to pause, but people are hungry across America. Hunger doesn't take a pause.
Senate Republicans are resisting the $3 trillion package that just passed the House, saying there are items in it that aren't directly related to the virus. Republican Senator Mike Lee with some of the items he opposes in the bill.
This bill that they passed really is a progressive wish list of sorts for Democrats. It contains the word cannabis more than it contains the word jobs. It provides amnesty for illegal aliens and also stimulus checks for illegal aliens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
So, you know, I automatically like him. I can't help it. It's my bias. But in our virtual green room and part of our author's corner, Joseph DaCosta joins us. And he's written a book called The Yeller Brick Trail, Heaven Knows, The Struggling Bit Player by Jay Tone. And my goodness, this man has some incredible stories and what life experiences. He has led an incredible life. Joseph, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Katie, how nice of you to invite me into your place to warm the old bones and the sweet comfort of your kindly presence. So how are you, Katie? And I hope you like the way I introduced you.
I love your accent. This is one of your many, many, many skills. I mean, it's really true. People would be fascinated to meet you. You have so many stories, and that's what's so great about this book. So tell us why you wrote the book.
Well, I like to put that as a storyteller way, because I was up all night after last week. I didn't know what to say, so I said, let me do it my own style as a storyteller, actor, poet, all that, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay. So this is fantasy now, because that's what I write. Okay, and it's for kids, and for kids of all ages. Okay, so one night I was trying to write that great masterpiece, everyone, yourself as a writer. So late one night, when I was about to give up doing just that, I laid my empty head down on the blank pages of my desk. The desk, I have a little Debbie, my children's pet squirrel, and she was chewing at the desk. And I'll tell you about her later. But anyhow, when frightfully after the night, came a trumpet blast, followed by a voice who called me by my childhood name that my aunt used to call me. Hey, Noonie boy, rise up, man. I got a good kind of thing for you to do here, master screenplay or something. The assignment's from the master for you to write. We've been looking for all over for an empty head like yours. Experienced thespian, juvenile, you know, all that. And I find that most of these minds are so full of trash, but to serve the master. Noonie boy, you've got to be a child again with an open mind to allow his light shine in.
And I said, me? Yeah, sure. You chose me. Yeah, can't be. I'm confused. Are you sure?
Brother, I'm as sure as God never put all them saps in Washington whose dirty wash won't come out clean on the other side, who wears their back sides front and back on both sides. As you can guess, you know, God don't like them at dictators called so obscene, cutting out folks who got a right to know about what's going on, but they neglect to say there was a man what my poor wife depended on and loved and needed by her own life, all her life, who died without a mask. And when she cried, why? Some lying man, devil Rex, replied, nurse. Forget the politics. Just tell me what I'm supposed to do. Everything that you've been exposed to all your life, man, except to reverse the trend in Hollywood, which ain't no good for kids today. For you to see the way they act, how about a fantasy influencing kids? A musical comedy, romance, well, you know, lots of laughs, songs and dances. Go back to your golden years you once knew. Okay, so what do I do? That's it, nothing. Just keep on an open channel to receive, brother. All you gotta do is sit there and pray, asking, and you shall receive. The second I leave, you shall receive a golden magic pen. Now, UPS, you put down your hand, stop waving at me. No! Special D, heaven sent. Well, I see daylight and breaking out there, and I got it. No, Pilgrim. Slash, wait a minute. I don't get it. I'm not prepared. Nothing more to wait for except to get to work at the first stroke of daylight. Yeah. Another new day. We'll miss you in the meadow. The clouds roll away. Oh, that reminds me, yeah. But sunrise, how lovely it seems at daybreak. Thank you, Lord. My daydreams come true.
You're so funny. Hey, I got to interrupt you because people are listening, and it's great. This is like you're auditioning, and I understand what happened and how this came to you to write the book, but we don't want to run out of time without telling everybody. Why should they read the book? Tell us what the book is about.
Well, I got the idea, you know, I always tell my kids, I make up stories. We have 11 children, as you know. And it happened over the years, I used to tell them stories, and I used to read Bible stories. And it came to me, comes out of the night. Of course, I fantasized it, but I thought it might be interesting for your people. Can you? If I didn't throw you off anyway.
No, you didn't.
Okay, so two things. It's based on actually two plots. Would be, number one, The Wizard of Oz. Kids love it, and as you know, the people I write for, co-write for, the Hollywood and the West Coast Writers Guild, we do all the stuff, you know. I work with a bunch of them, I won't name names because I probably did most of the work. You know, they send me an idea, and so it came to me that Wizard of Oz, being no sequels, have made it. So it's got to be a sequel, but it can't be the junk I've watched. I've been watched about 14 flops. So the other thing was, okay, now what is the theme? Okay, the theme I took from The Prodigal Son. And as I mentioned to you last week about The Prodigal Son, in this story, The Yellow Brick Trail, there are two prodigal sons. And I used the prodigal sons. In other words, both brothers, not just one, leaves his father, takes his fortune, and goes off and blows it on past women, drink, you know. And where they go is not, well, the modern Oz, which is the Big Apple. Broadway, yeah. Night to Brad on Broadway, you know, that kind of thing. And they're gone. And on their way, you know, these guys leave their dad. And so I can't use the Bible's version, which is a form. I got a ranch. These guys come from not only any ranch, but a beefalo ranch. And I got that idea because my son, Randy, who's a big builder and a millionaire, all my kids are millionaires, by the way. My son Brian owns restaurants and so forth. He's suffering, of course, now with Salvador. Salvador is a big from Italy. I met him from Italy. He has olive groves. He sells, well, that's what they're doing now. Selling olive oil. Salvador, remember that. He has pigs in South Philly. It's a big Mediterranean restaurant in South Philly, Center City. And they do great, serving all the elite. But anyhow, Lisa mentioned the Beefalo Ranch is because my son Randy owns a home in Montana and right across from Ted Turner's Buffalo Ranch, the Bison Ranch. I don't know if you know it, but he has steakhouses all through Turner's steakhouses all through Montana, serving beefalo. You know, that's the best steak. It's the only meat that's low in cholesterol.
Yeah, it's crazy. We don't want to, hey, listen, Joe, we don't want to go down too many rabbit holes. We got a minute left.
So you
talked about and we want to tell everyone, you said you were proud. You're like going to be 87, which is incredible. I think you sound so much younger. You've had these amazing experiences, and this is what the book is about. And you talk about the two prodigal sons. There's no question. Did you enjoy writing the book?
Oh my God, that's it. I don't care if people buy it or not. You know, let me tell you this. I don't care. The thing is, if we get enough numbers, I can take it to the angels. And you know, the angels are people that finance the movie. I'm a screenwriter. I'm not a novelist, as you may know, but this is a novel that Hal Kern's a famous producer. He says, if you can get the numbers for me, the tone, I can take this to the bank. And that's the big thing about getting enough sales, book sales, and that's what, the ready audience for the...
Right. That's what it's about. I would love to see this be a movie. Joseph, we're out of time. Unbelievable. We'll have to have you back on again and talk about some of the movies that you've worked on and some of the stunt work that you did before. But you're such a personality. Thanks for coming on.
And Katie, God bless you. I love you. And may your whole life be blessed, not just today.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Is with us. He's in our virtual green room, and he's part of our author's corner for the show. And he's written a book called Evil Reigns, A Philosophy of Mind. And we had such a great off-air conversation. I'm excited to introduce you to him. So, Albert, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So the obvious question is, tell us what Evil Reigns is about.
Well, it says on the front cover, it's a philosophy of mind. And basically, philosophy is an art form, a verbal art form. It's the art of explanation. So my book is an explanation of a human mind. To be very honest, and probably very rare, it's about my mind. It's a self-psychoanalytic philosophy of mind.
Oh, you know, Albert, that is very deep. And when you go deep that way, and of course, you're schooled in that. You have an MD behind your name. But is that a lifetime of digging that out?
Yes, I've been working on this subject for 40 years. And I wrote the book alone in the windowless basement of my house out in the country, North Carolina.
So tell us what you discovered that was so fascinating. What was your big, for lack of a better way to describe it, kind of aha moment?
Well, I'm a diagnostic radiologist, and I spent 40-some years interpreting images. And I studied the process of image interpretation. And I realized something, that we have two simultaneously operating judgmental systems. And these judgmental large mental systems create two separate worlds. Human beings, in fact, live in two separate worlds simultaneously, unlike the other animals who just live in the intuitive world. And by studying these two worlds, I realized something that was absolutely life-moving. One world is the intuitional world that all the other animals live in. They see and hear and smell. But human beings have an additional judgmental system called the intellect. And this works totally different from the intuitional senses. So I spent quite a bit of time studying the nature of image interpretation and studying the nature of these two worlds. And I realized something after a period of time. I realized that the intellect, which gives humans the ability to conceive and to choose, was also the source of all evil in the world. It's hard to believe that, because the intellect has done an amazing amount of good in the world as well. But it is the source of all evil in the world. And now that the human population has exploded, and human beings around the world are becoming increasingly intellectualized, more and more education and study and reading and writing and thinking, and we are becoming habituated to intellectual type thinking. And therefore, the propensity for evil in the world is growing more and more. You could not have better examples in World War I and World War II or communism to understand the danger of intellectuals and intellectual ideas. And I realized that because of the human intellect, we are on the brink of disaster, not only from horrendous wars, but from a world slavery by virtue of being enslaved by the intellectual nature of human beings. And so I wanted to write this book to basically reveal the nature of evil and also to really reveal the nature of intellect. You know, we have so many intellectuals. All of our teachers, all of our professors, all of our attorneys, our doctors, our journalists, our writers, all these people who use intellect from morning to night, essentially none of them study the nature of the human intellect. Consequently, they're subject to its deficiencies, its fallacies, and its evil doing. And so my book addresses evil reigns, means the intellectual nature of man is now dominant, and the propensity for evil is upon us. One of the big problems with the intellect, and I can name a whole lot of things the intellect does besides communicate, think, conceive, but the intellect is a creature of fear. It was man's adaptation to his hairlessness and his weakness. It was nature's way of helping human beings adapt. Other animals, he gave the birds wings, he gave the turtles a shell, but he gave human beings the intellect. And the intellect is able to give man possibilities for behavior that no other animal ever had. And these possibilities, of course, are both good and bad. The intellect, also being a survival instrument, is expedient, clever, and amoral. It has no moral regard. And so many intellectual decisions and intellectual acts will end up being without moral regard to their consequences. And the next thing I realized about the intellect is that it's short-term in its solution, being a survival instrument. And it has no ability to judge its unintended consequences. And the unintended consequences are often catastrophic, often worse than what it was used to help us with. And so you can see the intellect is an instrument that is unstudied, is rampant, and is generating much evil in the world, and has. One of the greatest examples of the evil that results from intellect was Karl Marx. He was a very kind person. He cared about the suffering of the people around him. So he went into a library, and he spent almost all of his time in the library thinking, and he dreamt up this, what he thought was a utopia. Those very ideas are like metaphysical viruses. They infect our minds and alter our behavior. His ideas were picked up by Lenin, brought to Russia. They installed communism by force. Stalin murdered, executed over 50 million people in Russia who didn't go along with him. Mao Zedong took it to China. He executed or was responsible for 50 million deaths. In Cambodia, the Pol Pot killed millions. And in Cuba, and now in Venezuela, these ideas generated by the human intellect have unintended consequences. The utopia turned into a hell on earth. So my book is about the nature of the intellect and its dangers. Right now, the United States faces a very dangerous moment because the leftists of the world are intellectuals. How do you recognize that? You recognize that by their talk. They are collectivists because the intellect is not like the eye, which sees everything immediately. The intellect studies things piecemeal, but it can't do a good job. And so what it does, it reduces. And they talk about the world, the climate, the poor, the downtrodden. They always use these large collectivist terms, revealing that these are intellectuals. And in their attempts to make the world a better place, like Karl Marx, they are going to lead us into slavery. This next election in America is exceedingly important because the intellectuals and the leftists have been trying to gain power for, well, since early 1900s when the communists infiltrated America. These intellectuals are very dangerous people. Not that they aren't well-meaning. They are well-meaning. They just don't understand the nature of the human mind. My book addresses this.
Wow, so interesting. You know, and there's lots of different directions we could go in with this. We have a couple of minutes left, though. We could talk all day about this. And I like how you say intellectuals, well-intended, and you gave examples of that. If we go back to what you first said, World War One and World War Two, I've read tons and done a lot of work and research on that, and I completely agree with you. With a couple minutes left, what do you hope people take away from reading your book, that they're more aware?
Yes, that they're more aware, first of all, the nature of their own intellect in decision-making. Intellect depends on language, and language is superb for talking about the material world. Remember, the word material has the word mother in it, M-A-T-E-R. Why? Because material is the mother of all experience. The intellect evolved to deal with material. And that's why our sciences are so powerful, because that is the appropriate use of the intellect. But when we try to use intellect for sociology, politics, religion, and these non-material subjects, we always end up wrangling conflicts and catastrophes because the intellect is incapable of dealing with these immaterial subjects.
Mm, wow.
And here we are.
And here we are. Perfect place to leave this and ponder it. Pick it up and open up your mind to that. Evil Reigns, a Philosophy of Mind. Albert Yasuwe, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Okay. Hope I was clear.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.